there's Victoria Nichols. How are we?
How are ya?
Good. Just making sure everything is working. The old...
Is the head working?
The head is okay. That's the most important part.
Well, I didn't have to use me Google Maps to get here this morning, which was quite nice. Because I took an alternative route yesterday, as you know. Had to rely on me Google Maps, lads.
Be honest with me.
Yeah.
All right. Because this has happened once.
Yeah.
About, how long are we here now? We're back two and a half.
Yeah, go on.
In the first month or so of us coming back here, I might have taken a right at the Kinsale Road roundabout heading for town.
Yeah, you see?
Yeah.
It's confusing.
It's very confusing.
And I'm surprised because I think if the two of us, although I reckon I'd beat you in Top Gear, but anyway.
Oh, is that a challenge?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to do
it?
Oh my God, the Nan Grand Prix.
I'm good on the speed around a track.
Oh, well, let's go to Watergrass.
Let's go.
You see, you have a weight advantage over me, being half the weight that I am, probably. You'd rip around that track in no time.
I'd rip around it, lads. Yeah. The smell of burning rubber off me.
Yeah. Makes a difference in the other one. The smell of ambition and joy.
Exactly.
Thank you. Listen, if you're throwing down the gauntlet on a go-karting challenge.
I'm just saying. I think you'd have your work cut out again in a race.
Probably would. You're probably mad enough to rip around that track at full speed.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm a dark horse.
You are indeed.
I am a dark horse.
Anyway, how are we, Pony? Good stuff?
Good. Yeah. All good.
Right, so it is 10 years since the turning of the sod. 10 years since Boom Boom Indy Kinney came down to Cork.
Oh God, you remember, yeah.
And they had their photo shoot opportunity and they all stood around clapping each other on the back, talking about this 5,000 capacity event centre in the middle of the city. It's going to be incredible. By the way, worst place in the world
to put it.
Oh my God. Like Beamish and Crawford site, it's like the Cork Willy Wonka factory.
Oh, it really is.
It's beautiful.
It really is.
But like, if you're talking about getting like thousands of people into the city, parking and big trucks full of gear and everything,
it's the worst.
It's the worst place you can put it. Down the marina, put it down there, loads of room.
You see, that's it.
When eventually they build it, but it's 10 years of bluffing, millions spent.
God.
Do you know it took 2 years to build the Eiffel Tower?
2 years.
It took 4 years. It took 4 years to build the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh my Lord, what?
Even the Egyptian lads did it quicker.
The Egyptian lads.
They were horsing up pyramids in about 9 years.
And they did it all by hand.
That's a bit more than 9 years, mind you.
Well, yeah, but still. I mean, that puts it into perspective. So the Golden Gate Bridge was built in four years.
It's four walls, a roof and a sound system.
How hard could it be?
A couple of toilets and a load of bars.
I'd say you and I could put that thing together.
Mm-hmm.
But 10 years is crazy.
And to celebrate a little bit later on this morning, yes. Michal, where the hell is my centre? You're driving me dementor. You're some tools, Michal. Where the hell is my centre? You're driving us dementor. Is that even a word? All we want is a large scale venue for 5,000 people. Is that too much to ask? More of that later on. Thank you very much.
I love it.
Yeah, where the hell is our centre, lads? Yeah,
absolutely.
This is mad.
Yeah, this is what we were talking about earlier, the Kurt Cobain story.
Wow.
Yeah. So for anybody that doesn't know about this, Kurt Cobain's death is now being investigated as a homicide.
It's sad that I have to say this, but Kurt Cobain was the lead singer with a band called Nirvana, for those of you who are probably way younger than me. These were my 90s band. It's the band I grew up on.
Absolutely.
Obsessed with them.
We were, weren't we?
Yeah.
Not that I'd know because I'm only 28, but I'll take it from you.
And Kurt Cobain is famously in the 27 Club, meaning that he died at 27. Like Amy Winehouse and Jim Morrison and Jimi Hendrix.
There was a few. River Phoenix, Amy Winehouse.
What was your one? Joplin? Janis Joplin?
Janis Joplin. Winehouse, River Phoenix.
Yeah, there was a lot of them in the 27 Club.
Yep.
But it was reported that he had taken his own life. But now it's been opened as a homicide.
It has.
This is broken overnight.
I'll give you the line on it. An unofficial private sector team of forensic scientists has put fresh eyes on Cobain's autopsy and crime scene materials.
Wow.
And they're bringing in a fellow called Brian Burnett, who's a specialist who previously worked on cases involving overdoses followed by gunshot trauma. Anyway, it goes on and on and on. But there's a forensic case that has now been opened into this investigation. And at the moment, it's looking like there are signs that it may have been a homicide.
What?
Yeah.
The hell?
Yeah. So watch this space, lads.
There's a huge, every time I get a chance to speak about Nirvana and Kurt, yeah, I remind you of the massive Cork connection.
Oh, that's right.
Never really known my ancestry. I didn't even know until this year that the name Cobain was Irish. I found out through different phone books throughout America I couldn't find any Cobains at all, so I started calling Coburns. And I found this one lady in San Francisco, and she had been researching our family history. And we came from County Cork, which is a weird coincidence, because when we toured, we played in Cork. And the entire day, I walked around in a daze. I never felt more spiritual in my life. I was almost in tears the whole day. It was the weirdest thing.
Yeah, Cork will do that to you, though, won't it?
It certainly will.
Yeah.
Look at us two, we're still here.
Yeah, walking around. Still every day. Every day I walk up, Panna, bawling. Can't believe I'm here. Love Cork, mate. But seriously, though, that is mad. Like, that was the time they played in Henry's. And about 15 people turned up. The whole of Cork claims to have been there. You know, it was one of those gigs.
Yeah.
Zayn Malik of One Direction fame has revealed that after the Tooth Fairy came to visit his little girl, 5-year-old daughter Kai, he dropped 500 quid on her.
500 quid?
Just give her 500 quid.
Oh, lads, different world.
That child will be sitting on the edge of the bed with a vice grip, not pulling, pulling every tooth out of her head. In other news, Brad Pitt has confirmed the F1 sequel movie has been announced. It grossed like nearly $500 million at the box office, the last film. I haven't seen this one yet. Since Brad is in Cork now, according to every business in Cork.
Yeah.
That wasn't my back. That was the mic. There you go. So F1, the sequel, is happening. And thanks for this story, Vic.
Yes.
You know me so well.
I do.
A new study says that we actually break wind twice as many times as we think.
I saw that. I said, that's got casing in all over it.
That's all over it. Scientists from the University of Maryland have developed smart underwear that records exactly how often we... exactly. What do you mean? Like, what do you think
is like
the average?
It's twice as much. It's twice as much as we think.
The average person will let a sneaky one go 32 times a day. That includes a lot of it in your sleep.
But I think they're actually saying that's while you're awake. And then it's, you see, now they're counting the stuff that happens when you're asleep.
Are we up around the 60 mark?
Yeah.
Wow. Well done, humans. Go for it. Wherever you may be, let your wind go free.
Absolutely.
Rosé, Bruno Mars on Red FM. This is Cork's Breakfast Show with you for Thursday morning, the 12th of February. Michael O'Brien, your legend. He just sent me an AI-generated photograph. Mick is mad for the AI photos of what Cork's event centre would look like through AI, given the current situation.
Okay.
And it's just like 200 people sitting out in the pee and rain with Max on. Sitting down waiting for somebody to perform.
Oh, lads, yeah.
Well spotted, Mick, well spotted. Back to the other big topic of the day.
Yes.
The amount of times that human beings break wind has been revealed by science. It's probably 60 plus times.
Yeah.
Frank's been on to me here. Something his mother-in-law said.
And I think it's a nice subtle one for the ladies. So.
Well, a nice subtle one, okay?
Okay.
Ladies don't fart, they whisper in their panties.
It's very true, that.
That is very,
very true.
Absolutely.
Isn't it, Ava?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
We can both confirm that there's whispering that goes on in the pants.
Ava's going to go back to her school for after work experience. So, Ava, tell us about your time on Red FM. Oh, we were speaking about how many times women fart every day. The important issues of the day. This is real life experience,
yes,
Ava.
Yes.
Matt has been on to me. So, huge story this morning around Kurt Cobain.
That's right.
From Nirvana. There's now a big investigation into how he passed away. They're claiming he didn't pass away the way it was reported.
That's right.
And if you know the story, you know the story. But the Cork connection to Kurt Cobain. Matt.
Hey, guys. Just listening to you talk there about Kurt Cobain and his visit to Cork. You should actually listen to a song by Greenshine. They're a local band. City of Dreams. Have a listen to that. It's a great song. And there's a bit inside there where he gets two bottles of wine. And the story goes that his agent gave them a couple of quid to buy clothes because they were frozen here in Cork. And instead of buying clothes, the boys went off and bought a load of wine for themselves. No bad. But there you go. Greenshine.
Thank you very much.
Kept them warm, but in a different way.
Yeah, absolutely. Greenshine is the band. We must check that out. Thanks, Matt. Thanks very much. Hey, happy anniversary, team. Happy anniversary, everybody. Happy anniversary, Rory.
Of.
10 years since the turning of the sod of the Event Centre. When Boom Boom well Shake done. The Room, Boom Shake the Room, Enda Kenny came down here. Hello, so Boom good. Boom, throwing dirt into the sky.
Genuinely one of the best sod turnings I think I've ever seen. The technique, the poise, the grace, the gravitas, it was top-notch.
It had it all.
Where
it
would we be without that Event Centre?
The non-event centre 10 years ago today. Gigs that you would like to see at the non-event centre, by the way, your dream gigs. A lot of Kingfisher coming into us. Calvin Harris DJ set, The Killers, Hozier, Amble. We need Olivia Dean in the event, the non-event centre. The Cure, Nick Cave, The Golden Horde, Mary Black, How's the Crack? The event centre, the Eiffel Tower took how many years?
Two
years. Empire State Building took 2 years. Golden Gate Bridge in America, San Fran, 4 years to construct. You know the Colosseum in Italy? Do you know how long it took to build that?
How?
One of the most iconic buildings in the world. 8 years they had it done.
Lads, what are we doing?
Tower Bridge, UK, 8 years. Statue of Liberty, 9 years. Yeah. And the Christ the Redeemer statue in Brazil, that took 9 years to build as well. All under the 10-year gap that we've been waiting.
What are we doing?
For our event centre. Ladies and gentlemen, where the hell is our centre?
Micheál, where the hell is my centre? You're driving me dementor. You're some tools. Micheál, where the hell is my centre? You're driving us dementor. Is that even a word? All we want is a large-scale venue for 5,000 people. Is that too much to ask? Like, you turned the sod 10 years ago. You told me be patient. Go with the flow. You got a site down in Beamish and Crump. Spent millions so far doing sweet... Consultant here, consultant there. Money for the boys, but you're nowhere near putting a brick in the wall, because you're up in the doll eating prawn sandwiches. True. You bunch of gomies.
Gomies.
You told me, we'd have a place to go to see Keane to Crow, the Franks, Kingfisher, Ali Sherlock, Clifford's, John Spillane, or even Post Malone. He's not coming to call. Post Malone.
Bug Mahone.
Micheál, where the hell is our centre? You're driving us dementor. 10 years and there's nothing, Micheál. Where the hell is our centre? You're driving us dementor. Fire up the cement mixer, I build it myself. Taoiseach.
I do a bit of a dab now, Count Carlo. Your centre is coming.
Ladies and gentlemen of Cork and beyond, it is the week of love. It's Expensive Card, International Expensive Card Day, coming on Saturday. Valentine's is on the way, and we are here to save your Valentine's. Valentine's SOS is something that we do every year on the show, where you tell us, I have nothing organised, nothing bought, I can't afford to buy anything, will you please sort out my partner, and we're going to fly around Cork tomorrow. Sully has the tux ready.
Nice.
Okay.
Dry cleaned and all.
Yeah.
The man can wear a tux.
The man, he's built for it.
He doesn't take it off, actually, but that's another story.
Yeah. He sleeps in that thing, doesn't he? Yeah. Sully will arrive at the door of the place where your partner is either living or working tomorrow. The repatriators will be out in the vehicles of love, the motor cars of passion. And
I love when you just randomly go into Neil's voice.
I know, yeah.
It's just always there.
It's like he's in the studio.
Prendeville was out at that building site. You know, the way they were helping to rebuild that home in Ballincollig.
That's right.
And one of the builders came up to him and went, "All right, Neil, did you arrive in your motor car?"
He went, "Yes, my brother."
It's a thing.
It's a thing now, yeah.
So anyway, the repatriators will be with Colm tomorrow. We have a few drop-offs we can do, but it has to happen between 7 and 9 tomorrow.
It does.
So this is the most important thing you can do for me right now. Tell me who your partner is, where they will be tomorrow morning between 7 and 9. Give us their address, our little location, and we'll ring you after the show. But we will drop over flowers, bubbly, chocolates, and make them feel all special. The whole thing will be rolled out live on air. And it's mortifying crack. We have Colm O'Sullivan dressed in a tuxedo, flying around Cork, dropping these things off.
Here we go.
Burst in that door.
Hello, I'm looking for Nicola. Are you Nicola?
I am. I brought my friend from Ari Support.
Oh, you have all the gang.
How are you?
Nicola, your fella has sent us out here. Like, he forgot all about Valentine's.
I know,
he's useless,
typical,
you know, like,
him, yeah.
Typical. So,
thank you so
I've got
much.
Flowers here, whipped cream if you want to use
very
that later
nice.
On.
Yeah, I take that alcohol there anyway.
Yeah, you like the alcohol, do you?
Yeah. Hi, Casey, how are you?
Morning, Nicola. Happy Valentine's Day. All the love
thank
to you,
you so
for
much.
Being the most spectacular girlfriend. Now, that comes in from your boyfriend, but I want to know, why is his nickname called Stretchy? Are we dropping over apple tarts with that whipped cream tomorrow by any chance?
No.
Okay. All right. I mean,
what other use is there for whipped cream?
Well, yeah.
You put it on your coffee flap a latte.
There you go. A what? A flappy latte.
A flappy latte.
A flappy latte.
Chatty latte. I don't drink coffee. What do you put cream into?
I think you're talking about a frappe.
Frappe latte.
Frappe latte.
You just confused the two.
How's your frappy latte, love? Happy Valentine's. 0868104106. Let's hear from you. Valentine's SOS. We are doing it tomorrow. I want to hear about your partner, where they are, and we will sort them out. Waking up in Cork. Red FM breakfast. Good morning. I think Fiona liked that song.
Guys, this is epic. Epic.
Red FM breakfast's winning words.
Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Powlett Off, North Point Business Park, and Mahon Point Retail Park.
How was the Micheál Martin impression? Was it on point?
It was very on point.
Hello, Fiona. Morning, Fiona.
Hello. How are we?
Fiona, we're flipping this on its head this morning.
We are.
I know. What a switch, huh?
I know. Well, listen, Vic called me aside yesterday in the show meeting and said, you don't know the pressure that I'm under,
yes.
And I feel like I'm letting people down every day.
I heard that, actually, yeah.
And, you know.
So I said, you're having a go today.
So I'm going to play for the first time, I'm going to play Winning Words, which means. I get to experience the stress that Vic has to go through.
You do. So we're going to say goodbye.
Yeah.
We're going to say goodbye to
right.
KC.
I have to hit. Okay.
Speakers off. Everything off.
Everything gone.
Off.
And
see you later.
I have to vanish. So hold on a second. I have to do my little thing here. And it's over to Vic. Okay.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye now.
Now Fiona, he's gone. Let's get down to
Red FM Breakfast's winning words.
Okay, Fiona. These are your three words for this morning, right? The first word I'm going to give you is human.
Human League.
Human League. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's a good one, right? Human League. Fiona, the second word I'm going to give you this morning is door.
Key. Door key.
Door key. Okay. And for your final word this morning, Fiona...
Oh, God.
Here we go. It's Garda.
Shia Khanna.
Okay. Three good guesses there, I think, Fiona.
Woohoo, come
let's,
on.
Let's bring him back and let's see how he does. See now. Oh!
Jesus, sorry.
He's minding his
staring at my phone there.
Hello!
Hi! Radio!
I was like a fella out on the tarmac at Cork Airport there for a minute.
That's really, right. It's really strange.
Isn't it?
It's strange,
yeah.
Just like...
You're completely out, I know.
When there's nothingness there, okay.
Okay, so we have Fiona's three words. So have you got a pen there, Casey?
I have indeed.
All right, I'm going to give you your first word. Your first word this morning is...
Yep.
Human.
Okay.
Human.
Oh, that's an obvious one, isn't it? Okay, I'll write that down. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your second word this morning is door.
Okay. Door. Oh, hold on a sec. There's a lot.
Door.
Door. Matt. I'm going to...
Oh, no.
No.
Well, no, shush. We can't help him here now.
Sorry.
Gotta
okay.
Play fair.
Okay.
Fiona.
Okay, so it's not... Okay, yeah. This was another... Okay. Okay, I'm writing... Yeah, door. Yeah, gotcha. Okay, yeah.
And your third word this morning is Garda.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Uh-huh. Garda.
Oh, okay. I'll go with the obvious one on that
okay,
one.
Okay, here we go. Right, so are we ready?
Good Lord. Okay, so we're going back over these. I've hit the wrong button. Let me go back
okay,
to my tense music. My tense music.
Casey.
Yes, my friend.
What is the answer that you had for the first word, which was human?
I mean...
Come on.
It's got to be human being.
No,
Fiona said league. Human league.
Oh, the band you went for.
Yeah.
Fiona.
Just out of interest, let's see what your other guesses were. So what did you have for door?
I went for doorbell.
Okay.
Fiona said key.
Okay.
And what did you have for Garda?
Shikaloni.
Yay! Yay, you got one out of three.
I get it now, Vic.
You get it now, don't you? Lads.
The lousiness kicks in.
Worthless, don't you
useless
feel like
person.
Big failure.
Just I failed. I thought everyone hates me. It's my fault.
There you go.
Fiona, I'm very sorry.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Fiona, we've got a 50 euro voucher from Easy Living Interiors. That's on its way to you, okay?
Okay. Thanks a million.
Bye, love you. Bye.
Fiona.
Okay, I see you now. Yeah.
Now you see?
Yeah.
See?
Is this why you don't sleep at night
this
now?
This is why I don't sleep.
Come here. Winning words
easy.
Back tomorrow. We'll give it a go.
We will.
Am I doing tomorrow as well, am I?
Yeah.
Here, at Red FM. Back to winning words.
My dad is going crazy. He got all three correct.
All three? So he matched all three with Fiona? Oh, with me. I know.
It's difficult, isn't it?
Of people matched with me this morning.
There you go.
Play tomorrow. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC. We want to get you to Tom Grennan as a VIP, okay? You and your beloved, but we're looking for your stories of proposal. What happened? Where did it happen? Where did she propose? Where did he propose? Have you got anything good for us? 0868104106. If you want to be a VIP at Tom Grennan. Tom has a brilliant story. When we spoke to him a couple of months ago about how he met his wife. I love the story as well about how you and your wife met. And this is one of those mad things in life. You hop into a lift and she's there and you just say, hey, how's it going? And you just ended up having a smoke together when you used to smoke. And that's how it happened.
Do you know what? She has like crazy, crazy curly hair.
Yeah.
And I actually said, I went to her, what's happening, Annie Mac? And she was like, what?
Whoa.
And she was like, what? And I was like, you got great hair. And then we kind of just, we started chatting over a cigarette. And then the rest was history, man.
Aww.
But the one funny thing was, is that when I used to drink, I met her when I was like, I was smashed.
Oh, okay.
And we were talking for like half an hour. And I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
You didn't go for the kiss, did you?
I did, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I did. I went for the kiss after knowing her for 30 minutes.
Hey,
and she leant back.
Yeah.
And she said, "What are you doing?" And I went, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Like that's not how I move. That's not how I move."
Wow.
And she was like, "Yeah, I bet it's not.
Yeah,
I bet it's not." So it was. I got a pie in my face, which I really liked. It was good.
But this is the point I'm getting to. Imagine how life would be so different if you didn't get in the lift at that moment.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about those moments?
It's like the sliding door effect.
Yeah, big time.
Like,
yeah,
it is. Yeah.
Yeah, like I always think, God, if because I wasn't meant to go out that night either. But there's loads of things that have happened in my life a little bit like that. Like,
it's a brilliant story. That's how Tom met his missus and got married and engaged and married.
Guy.
So we're spreading the love for Valentine's. A pair of tickets to see Tom Grennan live at the Marquee on Thursday, July 9th. Ticketmaster.ie will get you more details. Coco's of Kinsale, the chocolatiers, the amazing chocolatiers, have a prize for you as well thrown in there. Some very nice chocolates. And you're going to go in the draw for the VIP upgrade. And there's Maria. How are you, Maria? Here you are. Sorry, I'm on the wrong line.
She there?
Take two, Maria. Take two.
Maria.
Who had a famous song called Maria?
Maria.
Blondie.
It was Blondie.
Sound of music as well, of course.
Maria makes me laugh.
Everywhere you go, there's a
very
Maria.
Famous name.
It really is. Anyway, lovely Maria, you got proposed to where?
In Lackland.
Oh.
Is that the lap dancing club or is it the place where you went to see Santa?
Trust me, it wasn't the lap dancing club. Have you seen my curves?
No, I haven't actually. You mentioned it. So when did you go over to Lapland?
We went in December. Over to see the big man Santa. Yeah.
Just December just gone?
Yeah.
Oh, no
just
way.
Gone, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I went over the 14th of December, so newly engaged.
That's fantastic.
Now, who went over on the trip, so?
My partner, Jamie, and our son, Jamie Jr.
That is so cute. So, please tell me this happened in front of Santa.
It actually did, yes. we had looked at rings and stuff because we were together 6 years, and we said, we don't make the move. And so I kind of knew it was going to come around Christmas, but I didn't know it was going to happen in Lapland in front of Santa, so... Santa was all in it, apparently, as well, yeah.
Santa knew the crack. He'd probably...
He knew the crack.
Wow. Yeah, I'll tell you, that's one hell of a partner you have there now, Maria.
That's an amazing proposal.
It is now, to be fair. It is, yeah. Now, he was still freaking it like butcher, look.
Yeah.
Imagine if you said no in front of Santa, though.
No, you can't. You can't.
Yeah, well, yeah. It was never going to be a no now in front of Santa, like, because, well, you know.
Well done.
That is so romantic.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful.
It was lovely, and Santa nearly married us and all, so... Jamie Senior nearly had a heart attack. Like, he goes like, I only have to tomorrow, you know, relax.
Jamie McGovern and lovely Maria, you're off to Tom Grennan at the Marquee. Well done.
Oh my God, that's absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the 20 Minute Morning Show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Have a good day.
KC, love waking up in Cork. Red FM.